Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right. Bend down. Bend over and show me your fucking assholes, you pussies. I am your god, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, hashtag the show, the king of things, point guard of podcasting. Let's fucking go. I want to see your balls dangling under your asshole right now. If you didn't just salute me with your asshole, this is what I want from now on. I want everybody to show me their assholes, man or woman. Every time the show starts, during that whole segment, I want assholes out. If you can, don't do anything illegal. Be an idiot. But I think that's a fucking solid way to salute the show.
Yeah, like the Japanese flag, just one circle in the middle.
Yes, exactly. One bright red circle in the middle. The international superstar, Zach D'Amico's here.
That's me.
That's him. He's here. We're going to fuck shit up today. We do have two guests, but one of them is running late and is not
surprisingly
the one that you would have thought. There we go. Me and Zach have the same hacks. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Sid the Kid joins the show.
What is up?
What's up, baby boy?
What's up, man? It's, every time I'm on the show with a white chick, I'm way more on time than her.
White chick is like, well, you're secretly a white guy. You're a Republican. You're fucking a little racist against the black cause. You're with a white chick, creating half white children.
Is that why you put me on with white chicks? Because yeah. You know that's my safe space.
I know. Yeah, they love you. You love them. Yeah.
It's like I get a field bonus. Yeah. When you put me next to a white chick.
Sid, very happy to have you back on the show.
It's almost as good as a house bonus.
We're waiting on we're waiting on the one and only Maddie Smith, who I do love. I'm not going to give her shit because I do love Maddie Smith. I think she's very funny. I don't want you to harass her just yet, but she did say 11:15. That's when we started, and I wasn't going to wait anymore. So here we are. Here we are. It's okay. She's going to lose her plugs. That's what we'll do. Let's get her plugs out of the way. She doesn't get to plug her shit. She doesn't need her plugs. She doesn't want to plug her shit on this show, right?
I don't think so.
Maddie has like mainstream success. Maddie will be a star one day, and she's going to forget about me. They all do. It's okay. I have Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon still likes me. Say the Kid, what do you have to plug?
What's up? Check out Two Jack Bros, of course. That's my podcast that I do with my wife, where we take comedians through the path of enlightenment. And of course, Stoner Dads, which is taking the world by storm.
People want me to be on Stoner Dads.
Dude, we want
people
to be
keep on.
On
saying, dude, yeah. You gotta do Stoner Dads. That's that's a new pod. People like
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, taking the world by storm. It's we put a comedian in the tomb, get them high as fuck, and we just podcast.
Love it. Yeah. And they can't see you.
Yeah, our guests can't see us, but we can see them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to get me really stoned, dude. I'm a smoker. In fact, hold on. Byron, tip to lamp. I like dabs, by the way, throughout the show. Maybe bring them in. Maybe offer Sid the Kid some dabs.
Oh, I don't know if I'm at the dab level yet.
You're not at a dab level?
Yeah, I'm more of a mushroom
discussion.
Guy.
We're not giving guests dabs.
No, we're giving all of our black guests a dab.
Preacher lost it. They can have a dab after the show.
I saw Preacher that night, dude. He was like, dude, I'm sorry. I was like, no, dude, it's relaxed. We're going to get him back on the show. He's great. We gave him a dab. He's never taken a dab before. Or maybe once in his life, he said ever. And I peer pressured him, and he took a dab, and then he just stared blankly at everybody and then freaked out and left the show after he climbed across the table. It was great.
Yes.
Zach D'Amico.
Check out my other shows here on the network. Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight, and Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Beth Byman says, Louis, you should go on Rogan. Bobby, I need you to suspend Beth Byman's ability to chat for the next 30 minutes. Thank you. You better figure it out, Bob. I got a lot of live stuff coming up, guys. If you're watching live tomorrow night, Ontario, California, with the great Jason Ellis. Going to be a ton of fucking fun. The Ontario Improv. Come out and support that if you're in the Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area, I guess. Also, I will be going down to San Diego June 10th and 11th. Unfortunately, Zach Amico could not make it anymore. But I have Scott Chaplin coming.
Oh, awesome.
Which is fucking incredible. Scott Chaplin's an absolute monster. And so fucking funny. So come out and see these shows. San Diego's going to be a blast. Then on the 12th, I'm doing the goddamn Comedy Jam. I want to take suggestions on the songs that you think I should sing. I already know the song that I want to sing. I'm 90% sure that I'm doing this one. But I want you guys to let me know what you would like to hear me sing. June 17th, Soul Joel's in Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania. EMS Theater on June 24th. June 25th, the Coho's Music Hall in Albany, New York. And then me and Aaron Berg are kicking off our Offend Everyone Tour at the Creaking Cave, Austin, Texas, July 1st through 3rd. We're doing a Depraved show on the 3rd. We got Jamie Kilstein coming out to the shows. We got Kim Congdon coming out to the shows. This is going to be incredible. Austin, fucking come out. If you're anywhere near Austin, come out July 4th weekend. It's going to be an absolute blast. One lucky audience member I'm inviting to my family barbecue. I'm bringing my entire family as well. One audience member by random. We're going to pick a random person, and you get to come and hang out at my family barbecue. I'm just kidding. You're not allowed near my fucking family.
You're taking the family to Austin?
I'm bringing the whole family to Austin, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, everybody. No, it's Austin. Yeah, so come out to that. July 14th or 16th, I'll be at the Kansas City, Missouri Comedy Club. Comedy Club, Kansas City, Missouri. I've never been there before. That's going to be a ton of fun. Announcing a bunch more dates with Aaron Berg. We're going all over the fucking place, so keep on supporting that. LewisOfSkanks.com. If that website doesn't work, go to LewisJGomez.StandUpGlobal.com. I don't know why my website's been having issues, but I just have a new webmaster that took over. And that's going to be that. Also, if you love this show, GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website that you can get everything. Whether you're a subscriber or not, all the latest episodes are available right at GasDigitalNetwork.com on the individual show page. But if you guys want the on-demand library, every show we've ever done, if you guys want the access to the Racist Live Chat, if you guys want early access to all the shows and uncensored and ad-free episodes of the shows, subscribe to Gas Digital. It's only $8.50 a month if you use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial to see if you like it. It's the most worthwhile $8.50 you're ever going to spend in your entire life. Maddie, why are you late? You have no respect for me.
I know.
If I was Theo Vaughn and we were doing a theater for 3,600 people right now, I guarantee she'd be on time. But the Real Ass Podcast, which was fucking supporting Maddie Smith before all of this, before Nick Cannon. Dude, if I was there if I was there with a makeup artist right now paying you, you know, probably more money than I make to be on this podcast, I guarantee you'd be on time.
I have nothing to say. You're just telling me how successful I am. I don't know what to say to that.
Well, I can actually speak on her behalf. I opened for Theo Vaughn with Maddie, and she showed up late with sunglasses on, flipped us all off.
No way.
Went over her time.
Dude, I'm done.
She did somebody else's jokes. She stole Mark Norman's act.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Two could play that game.
And I murdered. I apologize. What's that?
It's a dab. You want a dab?
Sure. I don't know. Is that strong?
It's weed,
Strong.
No.
Very strong.
No, really? Shut up. Shut the fuck up, Byron.
Nothing.
Very mild. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I want to try it. I feel like that'll make up for the fact that I'm late if I look cool. I'm a guy's girl.
Preacher Lawson took a dab and freaked out on the show. Didn't say anything. Dude, the dab. No, don't give her more than that. That was crazy. I'm being a pussy, Byron. That wasn't even anything. Hit it like a bong.
Okay.
This is going to see the dab era on Real Ass Podcast as approached, and we're going to get people fucking really.
Is this going to fuck me up?
I think
it's going to get you high. That was a pretty small dab. That wasn't a crazy one. Do you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you smoke dabs?
No.
I think that was a better question. Do you smoke dabs?
No, I don't, but I'm ready. I'm happy to be here. I'm ready. I'm a real ass dude of the week.
Well, you were. He's
a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Maddie knows her audience. She appeased you right away by doing a dab.
I like that.
She wore purple shorts so that you would want to eat her pussy.
It's working.
Maddie, thank you for joining the show. Do you have anything to plug real quick? I was going to take away your plugs because were late.
Yeah.
But it's okay because this is the biggest thing that anybody does in the world. It's a huge opportunity. You get very rarely is Louis J. Gomez putting a microphone in front of you and saying, you know, tell the world what you want to tell them. It's a rare opportunity for the percentage of the people in the world that get this opportunity are very, very small. So do with it what you will.
Okay.
But you I'm not going to take that away from you. You did take a dab in retribution. You paid
took
sacrifice
a dab,
to the
wearing
show.
Purple.
She's high as fuck now already.
I'm pretty high. Yeah, I'm fucking out. Okay, what's coming up? Dude, I'm going to be in Canada next week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Edmonton, Canada.
Hell yeah.
Comic strip. It's in a mall, so see you guys out there.
That's the best. That's my favorite place on earth.
Really?
That mall.
Do they have...
That's the mall that I always talk about.
I don't think I've ever been to the
Edmonton
mall.
You got to send me recommendations of what to do there.
Hot Topic.
In the mall.
There's a water park.
Yeah, Zach's like...
There's a water park? I was going to ask you that. So I'll be at the water park.
Dylan's Candy Bar and Hot Topic. That's where Zach will be.
Yeah. And then in July, I got Bananas in New Jersey, Stress Factory.
Sick.
See you guys out there.
Sick. What are the dates? Do you know?
No, but go to MaddieSmithComedy.com.
I would like to. If I'm in town, can I do guest spots on your banana shows? It's 4 minutes from my house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I swear to God. If I'm in town, I swear to God,
okay.
I just want to come
I'll
and fucking do some sets near my house. I never get to do comedy just a few minutes from my house, and it excites me when my friends are performing there.
That sounds great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll text you.
I love it.
I'll
please.
Text you the dates, yeah.
All right, so look, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We're very excited. Oh, yeah, and somebody said there's fentanyl in the dabs. That's the prank that we do. I just dose you with
so
fentanyl.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
How hilarious would that be if we dosed people with fentanyl?
Would I die?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Okay, that's really funny.
I don't think you can smoke fentanyl, though. But I could rub it all over the outer ring of the bong, like I'm playing a song on a wine glass,
yeah,
but
like,
with fentanyl.
Yeah, put it on like it's a margarita.
It would be a funny whodunit if Maddie died and you had to figure out which one of us killed just on looks alone.
It's like a comedy clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just on looks alone.
I know.
Wow. Racist. There
what?
We go. The Maddie's racism comes out.
Do I not look Republican
out.
Enough?
First of all, just on
to
looks
not
alone.
Kill a white woman.
All three of us. Easily
look like we would murder a woman.
Look like we could murder a woman. Zach looks like he's like famous for it. Like he's from the 70s.
I did it accidentally. Yeah, you did it on purpose.
Yeah,
I just liked her too much.
Doesn't Zach look like he's like a famous serial killer?
Yeah.
Like,
he does.
Like, this is Zach Amico, dude. He fucking strangled 13 prostitutes.
Yeah, charming and witty.
Yeah, is that what you think? No, I feel like you'd have a house of horrors.
Well,
you
I mean,
the circus.
Well, during his murders, yes, but in interviews, you gotta love that guy.
Yeah.
I've got a cult following.
Black guys aren't serial killers too often. How many? No. Do me a favor, pull up black.
There's more than you think.
Pull up black serial killers.
They get away with it a long time.
Well, because then it's almost like the mass shootings,
right? Yeah,
because
people think we're lazy.
All right, so it's actually the same thing. There's probably a lot of black serial killers, but people don't want to talk about it. Just like mass shootings, how most of them are just people shooting each other in the hood. And when you say mass shooting, you're imagining a kid walking into a school and shooting up a school, right? So this guy is, that's Rock from TV's Rock. Samuel Little, convicted of murders in California in 2014. How many people did he kill? 93 people across 19.
Yeah, they put in the work.
Damn, dude. Oh, look at this guy. Henry Lewis Wallace.
Well, it's harder to find a black serial killer because of the pattern. It's just people that make them go, oh, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, it's not. There's no rhyme
it's
or
hard
reason.
To find, yeah, it's hard to find that.
Let's see.
Chester Turner.
This is also hilarious that somebody put together a list of black
because so many people
killers.
Have this argument.
Yeah, Zach sure. put it together.
Yeah, Zach can be his website
to hide himself.
Derek Toddley. Well, there's a lot. He bludgeoned people and stabbed more than 80 times.
See,
no
one's bludgeoning anymore.
No. Oh, he murdered
two women. I thought he would be crimsoning.
Hold on. He murdered two women. Oh, but then he's been responsible for 7 other murders. I see.
I mean, what does that even mean?
But I mean, look, let me ask you a question. Are these people in the hood that are just murdering other people in the hood?
No, I think they're truckers. A lot of them are truckers.
That's not a serial killer. When I think of a serial killer, I'm thinking a guy who's like picking up a person and murdering them. Not a person who has like an anger problem and has an untraceable weapon. And because it's in the fucking projects, the cops don't really give a shit to solve the murders. Like, I don't consider like gang members serial killers, right?
There's a difference between a serial killer and a mass murderer.
Okay.
A mass murderer is if you shot 6 people in a night, you're a mass murderer. If you do them one at a time over a period of time, you're a serial killer.
What if you are a person in the hood who you're in a gang,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have been in a gang for 20 years and you've murdered 17 people throughout your years of gang affiliation. Is that a serial killer? Because I don't consider that a serial killer. I consider that a gang member who's murders some people.
Yeah, it's a murderer.
It's a regular murderer. That's a is that a mass? I don't know if that's a mass murderer either.
Serial killers like don't they have to be like premeditated type shit?
Maddie's all high. She's like,
I'm like, but what's
Rice
their like? What's the philosophy behind the serial killer?
Persons make a series of murders often with no apparent motive, and typically following a characteristic predictable behavior.
So I think no motive is a big important part of it as well. Like, so when I think of a serial killer, right, that's somebody who is just saying, I need to kill. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do
with... You look like my mom.
Yes.
That's basically what it comes down to, who I want to fuck.
Yeah, but how is serial killer defined legally? And on these people on this list, all of our black serial killers, are they all people who were like, you know, fucking...
I believe the line for serial killer is three people over three occasions.
Right, so that's a very loose definition.
Yes.
Murder is more than normal psychological gratification. Yeah, the murders.
There's four, and not in exchange for anything.
It says there's four types of serial killers.
Ooh.
Look Black, at Maddie white, reading. Asian.
Puerto Rican.
Purple and yellow.
Visionary, mission-oriented, hedonistic, and power of...
Oh, yes. All right. Which one would you be? It's almost like it's like a Harry Potter, the sorting hat of serial killers.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
You're a Hufflepuff. You wouldn't be hedonistic.
I'm definitely hedonistic.
That means you fuck the dead bodies, Maddie.
Yeah, I'm definitely hedonistic.
I would just love blowing dudes. A power and control serial killer.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Which would be Slytherin, obviously. I'm definitely...
I would have to see those options again.
Oh, okay.
There were four,
visionary.
Right?
I think you're visionary.
Yeah.
Have a dream type shit.
I do. I feel like it's for the better good.
Yeah.
Killing white women. Yeah. Definitely.
No, you would be, Matt, I think you're mission oriented. Or as we call it, a climber.
If I was a climber, Maddie, I would not be here.
Maddie,
I'll tell you that much.
That is true.
You're a digger.
Maddie's,
yes, I am. I just keep going further down.
I do like the fact that Maddie's loyal as fuck. She shouldn't associate
that's,
with us
that's
at
her
all.
Downfall.
I know, I
that's
shouldn't.
That's going to be her downfall.
But I like it. She's a real ass chick.
I'm a real ass dude.
You're coming to Skankfest this year, right?
Yes, I am. See you guys there. That should have been my plug. See you in October.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm coming to... By the way, thank you for that. Can I say that? Is that gay?
No.
I don't feel like anybody else is...
It's going
to
be...
Is it gay to have manners?
Yeah.
Fellas.
It is a little gay to have manners.
Yeah. It's weird with a guy, though. You never want to thank a guy unless you know it's okay.
No, you don't have to thank me.
You know
honestly, dude, I didn't want you on the festival. I said no, and the girls overruled me. Two to one vote.
Dude,
so.
Girls.
Yeah. Almost like,
not
I think they
girls.
Said there's a quota.
Yeah.
We do need more blacks on the festival, to be honest with you.
Is that how do you think I get all my shows? Is that black?
Look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. We're going to start. Let's start the show officially. Let's get this going. Let's talk about... There's so many of interesting stories. There really are. I don't know where I want to start. Some of them are dark. Some of them are fun. Some of them
are
silly.
We're talking about our guests.
I'm the fun one.
Fuck it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play Twitter Noit. There's an Instagram model who's claiming that her giant boobs got her kicked off an airplane, but the airline says she was drunk. But I want to know, is this chick tight or noit?
That's, by the way, if I was a serial killer, it would be those chicks. The chicks that claim that bad shit happens to them because of their sick tits.
Can we look at, from now on, can we just change the whole concept of this podcast and we talk about everything as if we were serial killers?
Oh, fuck
okay,
yeah.
So it's
I've
like,
been doing that this entire time.
Yeah, Zach's like, welcome.
Zach did try to convince people to let
him I call big titted white bitches.
Zach tried to convince the audience to let him eat them at Skankfest, like a cannibalistic ritual where somebody's going to like fillet a piece of their arm and Zach's going to fry it up.
I said leg,
whatever, dude.
Don't make it weird.
And then they were going to put it out in like a little wok or a little saucepan with some oil and some fucking sriracha.
Can it be ethnically appropriate cooking?
Oh, yeah. No, we've discussed many a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's Skankfest, so it's going to be a white guy.
It's definitely going to be a white guy.
Ethnically appropriate? They're going to put Obey on it?
I guess if you're like white and at the short, yeah. Like white people put Obey on it, black people fry it.
You'd have to... How would you flavor it, Zach? We never talked about that.
Chris was going to cook. Chris was going to bring a hot plate.
So he's going to put cocaine in a pan? Some fucking...
I think you would have to match it to the person. And it would be... Somebody actually offered me... there's a guy that keeps coming out to shows. And he did the... He didn't stretch his ears. He got it so that they just hollowed his ears out.
Mm-hmm. And he kept the ear meat.
And
nubs?
He sent a picture to me and Chris. He's like, do you want me to save this for you to eat? And I was like...
We have to freeze it? You have to freeze it, right?
I was like, no.
Maddie, how disgusting is
that? What happened to just doing comedy?
No, man. There's nothing funny about not eating people.
What are you talking about? Just want to I want somebody to have to write that article.
Yeah.
At this year's Skankfest, cannibalism.
What meat does human taste like?
You say it's like pig.
But of course you know. Why are you Googling? Just look
to
your partner.
It's a bit like pork. So we would have to look at...
So we have to get pineapple.
Well, how would you prepare, considering that it's pork? I think
in an instant pot.
Japanese barbecue sauce.
Human bacon would be delightful.
Delightful.
A little piece of... Because it's not... Is it just the flesh... The meat is the muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So you're not going to get a piece of meat. You're going to get like a piece of fat or a piece of flesh.
That's what I'm saying. The thigh.
You're going to get like, it's like chicken skins. Mm-hmm. If you air fried it, it would be crunchy and delicious, mm-hmm. and it would probably be salty.
Yeah, and I would probably want hot sauce just in case.
Get a little hot sauce. I would do salt and pepper.
Yeah, I would do
literally salt and pepper. Air fry it for like 8 minutes. Done. A little sliver. It actually sounds good. As I'm talking about it.
I know, I'm like, my mouth is watering. I'm like, God, dude.
Dude, human bacon would be delightful.
Yes.
Where are we going to get a cop, though?
No one's safe. Dude, we're a Blue Lives Matter show. That's one of our sponsors.
I know, it's tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Tongue in ass cheek.
All right. So, Toyternoit, Instagram model, claims that her giant boobs got her kicked off a plane. Let's show this model and let's see if we think she's toit or noit.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Wow. Mommy.
Look at her. Giant boobs got her kicked off. But the airline said she was drunk. What's the
There's
story
no
here?
There's no way she wasn't being obnoxious.
By the way, Shannon's not here. We only have Bobby and Natalie, but none of the fans want to. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to the bitch booth. Bobby, you better fucking dance sexily, okay? Dance a little bit, Bobby. Show those titties.
Shake them knockers.
Hell yeah.
Go, Bobby. Go, Bobby.
Shannon's on her 50th birthday excursion right now.
I thought you were going to say Shannon's on her period.
Ew.
What?
We don't.
Not anymore.
10 years ago. No, I'm kidding. I like her.
Shannon's looking for apartments to share with three other ladies in Boca Raton right now.
That was a Golden Girls reference, folks. Just so you know. And Shannon's not even the slutty one. She's the dumb one. She's fucking, what's her name? What was the dumb one? Betty White, yeah. Yeah.
Sophia.
Yeah, she was fucking... No, Sophia was the old one.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Sophia Blanche.
My aunt to this day watches the Golden Girls. There was a Golden Girls spinoff called Golden Palace, I want to say.
Yeah, where they
owned a hotel. No, that's a casino.
No, they owned a hotel, and Cleavon Little worked there from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
They added a black guy.
No, the other black guy was, when it was the first season, it was, what's his name? From Iron Man.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, you're 100% right.
Yeah, what's his fucking name? Come on, dude. Sydney. Black Iron Man. Sydney.
Don Cheadle?
Dude.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, you're right.
Don Cheadle was a hotel employee.
You do. Yeah, I wanted to watch them argue.
Because it was 1990, the Golden Girls could just be racist to Don Cheadle. It's fucking hilarious. It's my favorite thing
Oh,
ever.
Shit. I saw Rose. That. I remember
Betty White
that.
Was yeah. Rose, right?
Yeah. Rose. Rose was a moron. That would be Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon
mm-hmm.
would be the Rose of the group. A dry ass.
It's back in St. Olaf.
I love these Golden Girl references, folks. We are fucking crushing it right now.
Yeah, we are.
Nobody, no racist podcasts are talking Golden Girls. Mm-mm. It's just not happening.
No.
So, Toit or Noit? Is this an ADD show today? Maybe. Do I give a fuck? Are we taking another dab? Yeah, we are.
Dude, these people are not real people.
Oh my God, look at her giant
at her pussy.
Holy shit.
Yo.
Holy
it's
shit.
Huge.
She looks like the Pokemon Shannon's gonna evolve into.
She looks like what Shannon's going for. Shannon just can't afford all the tattoos and extra implants.
Those are some sick butt tattoos. I gotta give her that.
All right, so Toyternoit here. What do we say? Is this someone that you would smash Sydney?
Nah, I don't.
You wouldn't do it.
Nah, I wouldn't. She's not worth dealing with otherwise.
Like, I'm just saying, you're not married. All
yeah, just a fuck.
Just
a
one
fuck,
night,
one
she's
fuck.
Like, I'm going to have sex with you.
Look at that.
Nah.
That thing, dang
Maddie,
it.
I saw you doing that same dance on your Instagram. Yeah. Maddie gets drunk, I think, and starts doing crazy shit. She starts twerking in the mirror.
I get drunk, I'm like, I got to appease my audience.
Yeah, she got to
go.
Yeah.
Turn on the ring light.
Follow her on Instagram. I'm actually nervous. Yeah, here's the thing. I know our fans actually really respect you because there's not just a bunch of fake nudes of you right now. Because usually when we have girls here, mm-hmm. within 5 minutes, they make fakes. They make like deep fakes.
Really?
They take your face and put them on like porn star bodies.
No, they just don't even want to see it.
They didn't know they like you. They think you're funny. I think that's what it is.
I appreciate
or
that.
Or did I just dog whistle them to do that? Probably.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Go ahead. I'd be honored.
By the way, after I saw her twerking those bears, I think I'd fuck her. Just to see
the twerking
just to
got
see
me
those
a little
bands.
Bit.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She's not technically physically attractive. She's a
freak.
But
it's like a novelty.
Yeah.
Same reason you want to fuck a midget. She's like, I'd like to know what that's like. Maybe just me.
I'm not going to say toit. I'm not going to say toit because that's fucking crazy. But I'm not going to say noit.
From this view, she's toit.
I'm not going to say noit.
I'm saying toit.
You're saying toit.
Mm-hmm. No, she smacked the dildo. That's
true.
She's kind of cool, dude. I kind of like her. Not for nothing.
Yeah.
I would definitely fuck her. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
I would lose my face in that giant fake ass. For the story, I bet it would be a lot of fun.
Look at the dog.
She's hilarious. She's got head movement. Look. She's slipping.
She's slipping a dick.
Doggy, it's a disgusting thing. But I would 100% have sex with it. It makes me want to puke. Her face is making me sick inside. But I would definitely, I'd kiss her on the mouth.
She looks like she has those candy wax lips you got when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. they had vampire fangs you can find them with. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I feel like she was training with that dildo to not get cum on. You know, like she was like trying to keep her head moving for getting cum on her face.
Would you, Zach, you would definitely fuck her. Without a doubt. Zach, you would love that. That would be a big night for you.
Yeah.
Sit the kid.
She's
toy. Fuck it, dude. She's toy. Look at she's spilling 2% milk on her ass. Delightful.
I would fuck her with a strap on.
Do you do lesbian shit, man?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Unfortunately, no, I have. But
you have.
Unfortunately, I was relatively indifferent about it.
You didn't like it.
Yeah. No, not even that. I was just like, oh, okay.
This is fine.
I'm straight.
The chick went down on you.
Yeah, we did a little.
You did everything.
To each other. Yeah.
Wow. How long ago was this?
It was actually recently.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
How recent?
After I broke up with my boyfriend.
What's that recently?
Yeah, like fall. I didn't realize, dude, guys.
That's what's up, man.
Actually, it was in Austin, but...
What? I'm going to Austin this week. Yo. I'm getting hard right now.
Not this week, in a month. Did I miss what she looked like? Did you describe her at all?
No.
Oh.
But yeah, I wasn't into it. But I would fuck this girl with a strap on.
For fun.
Yeah. Just to see like the titties move and shit.
Yeah, I like it.
That sounds fun.
I can't believe that you had a lesbian experience recently.
Yeah.
And you were not into it. And I will move on because I can tell you're a little uncomfortable. It's
no,
fine.
I'm chilling.
You're chilling? Yeah. You're good? Can we have more dabs?
Fucking
stoned. I'm getting grilled about my sexuality.
Yeah, were you not into hooking up with ladies or hooking up with that lady?
I've like hooked up with girls before, but not that much.
That was the most extensive
like whatever.
You've gone.
And you would think you would wake up the next day and be like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm straight. Wow. Yes, queen. Go off.
Cool. Hey, look, you got to give it a shot.
It confirms your shit.
I never did anything.
You guys should all fuck a dude to confirm it.
I was actually going to say that. It's like, I got it. Just because I've done funny things with dudes.
Yeah.
Like I helped like Big J one time. He had a hard on in the morning and he was like, you could see it through the sheet. He was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
So then I was not going to let him beat me in that moment, so I grabbed his hard dick through the sheet, obviously.
Yeah.
And the the meat, the feeling of the meat was so foreign and gross to my hand. It was very like, yuck, I don't want that. And I think if I liked penis, I would have been like, yum.
That's what I felt too.
Yeah.
I felt like I was touching my own pussy,
right,
which I'm good on.
What did another dick feel like? I couldn't even imagine.
It just felt like it didn't feel real. It was weird. It was a very strange feeling. Me and Big J made out once. A lot of gay shit with Big J, and he's not very attractive, so maybe I need to up my game and find more attractive men. But when I kissed him, it was like kissing it just was disgust. It wasn't like when you kiss a girl, even an ugly girl, your dick moves a little bit. You're like, all right, dude, I'll make out with this uggo.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice to be the hot one once in a while, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I just realized I have a very delusional idea of what my dick feels like in my own hands.
Let's try to get Maddie back
in. Like,
in my mind,
it's like,
dude,
I can't even
now.
Go ahead. He's jacked.
Let's see. There we go, Maddie.
Oh,
you like that?
God.
There we go.
See, that's
uncomfortable.
Dave didn't know it was
going to happen. That's pretty hot.
That's very uncomfortable.
You really like guys making out. No, you freak.
I just like dudes. What's up?
It's just kind of jarring.
She high-fived Byron. I just like, dude, sitting you have a little monkey boy sitting at your feet.
Come closer.
All right, here. Thank you. All right.
Dude, you really are just ripping dads. I don't know if we can get you high enough on stoner dads. That's insane.
I've seen it. I've seen it. Edibles need to be involved.
Oh, yeah. But the only time I got that high was Joey Diaz's podcast. He gave me whatever would be the equivalent of 2,000. Oh, it was like 10 stars of death. So they were 200 milligrams each. So 2,000 milligrams of edibles. And I didn't get high on the show. I got high like
way after.
3 hours later, it hit me.
We went to a diner and Lewis was on his phone. And Mike Feeney goes, "All right, I'm going to leave now, guys." And 20 minutes later, Lewis went, "Where the fuck's Feeney?" And then we were like, "All right, we're going to go." So I go to leave, and I'm outside for like 20 minutes, and Lewis is in there. Lewis was just staring at the dessert counter in a diner, not buying anything, just lost himself in the idea of eating desserts.
Mm. Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. That's the highest I think I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, you were not speaking.
What dessert did you get?
I don't remember, but that's my thing.
You bought a whole tray of them.
I have a sweet tooth. When I'm being a fatty,
me too.
It's all desserts.
Yeah, so good too.
I love it. Oh, I love it. I love going to a diner. Yeah, love getting pancakes.
Dude, there was a time in my life where I did the P90X workout system.
Oh, I did P90X. I did Insanity.
Insanity was hard.
Insanity was wild, dude.
So you know how hungry you are all the time when you're doing that?
Yeah.
Because especially with P90X, they give you like a meal plan. Dude, I was eating a sheet cake every 2 days.
Wow.
For the whole P90X.
That's crazy. I feel like that's counterproductive, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. I'm still jacked, though.
Hell yeah. I know you are. Brad. Oh, I know it. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Manscaped.com for supporting today's show. Manscaped.com, home of the lawnmower 4.0, home of the plow 2.0. They have the best below-the-belt grooming products on the planet. Their trimmer is incredible. It's quiet. It's got a light on it if you want to do it in the dark. It's waterproof if you want to do it in the shower. Zach, I'll tell you right now, I've never felt better about the way that my cock and balls look.
And I'll tell you what, Lewis, they've never looked better. And when you do order from Manscaped, they also have awesome stuff like the Crop Preserver, anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer, the Crop Reviver. They have lotions. They have a bunch of great stuff. You can get a box set. This is kind of the perfect gift for Father's Day. If you love your dad, your uncle, you know, let them know by giving them the gift of great balls.
Yeah, look, dude, Father's Day is coming up, and this is going to be the gift of the year. So get this for Father's Day. They have the best products, the whole package, everything they have included, all the extra products that come with it as well are incredible. You want a good-looking package, this is the way to get it done, and we're going to save you some money on this. Just go to manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. Use the promo code REALASS and save 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping. Make sure you use that promo code REALASS for 20% off at manscaped.com. Escaped.com plus free shipping. Okay, where were we? All right, so we should talk about this. I guess Johnny Depp, he joined TikTok and released the first video devoted to his fans.
What's he doing?
I didn't even see this. How do you feel about this Johnny Depp Amber Heard?
I didn't keep up with any of it because it was all too weird. I don't like weird.
It's very personal.
Public,
and weird.
Yeah. I'm like, this should have all stayed private, I feel.
I don't like to see pretty white women treated that way. It was wrong.
It was so just annoying. Wrong. It just felt like watching another Luis Gomez breakup.
Luis J. Gomez.
Sorry. he's loading up.
Oh,
that's
Matt.
The part you're mad
oh,
about.
Oh, Matt. You know, everything else was accurate.
You're watching Amber Heard's testimony. Going, man, she is just not that funny.
Yeah. Boo.
Dude, could you imagine if like the weird?
She'll stay around for a year. If that.
Yeah. Like all the fucked up shit they said to each other in a relationship became testimony. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
I feel like this was just a win for dudes. At least we get to, you know, once in a while, let ladies know, like, hey, look, we'll fucking abuse you.
Let me ask you guys something.
What?
You know how, like, everything is, like, blah, 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 Twitter, everything gets out about your relationship? Are you ever in a relationship now where, like, if you watch what you say because you know that motherfucker's going to turn around and spew shit about you?
What do you mean?
Like, when people break up, they share all their shit. Especially in comedy,
I'm definitely
too,
less abusive now that I have things to lose.
Yeah.
If that's what you're asking, yes. Yeah. I abuse less now that I have a career.
My equivalent is I act less crazy now.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all aren't.
We all took it down a notch.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
And I don't think it's me getting older. I think it's me being like, well, I got to keep up a public appearance.
Yeah. Well, no, somebody's going to be videotaping. Yeah. I've gotten into fights with girlfriends, like public ones, where it's like, I can imagine now, like, all it takes is like somebody on video camera, we're like screaming at each other in the streets. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or if it's just because I'm a little bit more, you know, conscious about that. And like, you know, if I wasn't in the industry, would I be fucking just a trash bag of a human? Probably. If I had just a regular job and I was just fucking, oh my God, dude. Now you have to be better at gaslighting. That's what it is. You have to like really, really convince women that they're crazy and, you know.
Dude, my version of that, like being with the same woman for 22 years, it's like if we get in an argument and I say something fucked up and she doesn't say something fucked up back, it's like, wait, what the fuck?
Hey, what are you doing? Like, are you recording me?
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, like, it's really suspicious.
Dude, I talk about it in my act. I had a girlfriend who would make me cry and then videotape me crying.
Wow. Dude, that's fucked up.
Man, it's fucking wild, dude. Yeah. It's a wild thing, dude.
Dude, I get so fucking suspicious if she didn't say something fucked up back, I start insulting myself.
Yeah. Oh,
like, wow. I'm in my head like, what the fuck? You know you live with a child. Like,
that's the power of saying less.
Dude, maybe she's just winning that way.
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, women.
Because I say less
now. Women are just, because, and this is the truth, and at this point we are so like removed from even using the term Me Too movement, right?
Yeah.
But it's very obvious, you know, somebody like Amber Heard weaponized that movement to a certain degree. I think Johnny Depp was also abusive, right? But I think she was really abusive too. I think they were very abusive to each other, and they were, you know, a fucking trash bag couple who had no
trash bag.
They had no fucking, no repercussions for any of their trash bag behavior. They're bazillionaires. They could do what they want to do, right?
Yeah.
Just like ruining get togethers.
Yeah.
So, everywhere they went.
Yeah. Shitting in beds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wild way to be. So what was Johnny's video? Did we watch it? No, we didn't. Let's see.
Island vibes.
Hell yeah. What a psycho.
Yeah. What the... I hope he starts releasing beef tracks about her.
This is how far removed he is from like social media. He thinks he like got her with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like, look, this is going to kill her.
I'm a free man.
Right, and there's definitely like he underlined the song Death and Resurrection because his career died, but now he's going to come back.
Right, yeah, he's like a phoenix.
Let's go. Good for Johnny. So me and my son were watching something on YouTube yesterday. I forget what we were watching. It was... I know what it was. My son likes to watch like countdown videos. It'll be like the top 10, most unbelievable, humans that can do like super things with their strength, right? And it'll be like a bodybuilder and then they show the next guy and, it's just one of those types of YouTube videos. And they had one of the bodybuilder guys in this video. I guess there was a girl next to him that was wearing a thong and she had like a big fat ass and she was like kind of turned around toward the camera and it came up on the screen. And then I saw him like look at me and then I looked at him. And then I give him a little eye cover, right? And he's like, Dad, he's like, relax. I can see naked bodies. It's not a big deal. It's natural. I was like, can you just see naked bodies now? How old are your kids, Sid?
My son's 9 and my girls are 6.
Your son's 9 and girls are 6. Am I crazy? Because we have 9-year-old sons. We still got to do a play date. I always say this every time.
Yeah.
Kids the same age. But next time you come on the show, bring your fucking kid this summer, dude.
Bring him to this weed camp.
We wouldn't do weed in front of him, dude.
I would not be asking all these weed doers to not do weed. I'm not a buzzkill.
Well, you would care if people are smoking weed outside?
They can hang out in the back. On the patio.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Weed's legal, dude.
Yeah.
Stop demonizing it, bro.
I'm not demonizing. You're the fucking problem, dog.
I don't want my kid thinking that I'm a fucking drug addict. Make it normal, okay? Because he knows what daddy smells like.
Pussy.
Yeah, my
weed.
Kids know what my shed smells like.
Yeah, dude. Fucking.
Yeah, like we smoke in the shed, and then like all their bikes and shit are in our shed, so they have to go in there and get shit. Yeah,
I know. I smoke in his closet.
Sick
in his room.
He smokes with him.
Yeah, dude.
But I know
that the boogeyman is chill as fuck.
When I smoke outside, me and my sister go and smoke now outside, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't hide it really. I don't hide it.
Yeah.
I don't smoke. I don't like blatantly smoke a fucking blunt like down to the roach with him. But if me and him were smoking it back, we just say, "Oh, I'm gonna go for a smoke." Right? It's not a conversation. It's not like I don't want to make it a fucking weird thing. I don't want him one day to realize what weed is and go, oh shit, my dad was fucking like sneaking around. It's his mom drinks wine.
It's like a beer.
Yeah. Did you talk to him yet about weed?
No, but he knows what weed is because some kids, when he was living in Harlem,
sold him some.
Sold him some weed and got him high. No, they were talking about it on like the playground.
Yeah. I've been like explaining the different drugs to my kids, like always, like from the gate. I've always been explaining them. Just because, I mean, I grew up with like a drug addicted mom, an alcoholic dad.
Yeah.
Like, dude, my sister, I would go over to my sister's house and she'd be holding her kid rolling a blunt.
Yeah, well, that's a little weird.
Smoke it, like smoke a blunt holding her kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, the same way you wouldn't smoke a cigarette while you're holding a kid, I feel like, you know.
You wouldn't?
Well, no, my sister would.
My mom would. Yeah. My mom was a fucking trash bag.
Yeah, and if I said something to my sister about it, she'd be like, it's my fucking house.
My mom would let me light her cigarettes for her when I was in like the seventh grade. Like, she wanted a cigarette, I take a cigarette, and I light it for her, take a puff, and then give it to her.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah. Maddie wants a guy that treats her like I treated my mother when I was in seventh grade.
I beg of you.
That's your type.
I do think that's a good idea, because you guys live in the suburbs, right? Mm-hmm. You live in the suburbs, so they got the D.A.R.E. program in your school, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think getting ahead of it before the D.A.R.E. program is good.
Before they let them know, like, that you know, your dad's a fucking addict.
Yeah.
It's recreationally legal, D.A.R.E. Don't be a fucking asshole.
And, well, they're also assholes about alcohol, too. They like make kids think.
Well, no, they're assholes about drinking and driving. They don't really. When I was growing up, they didn't really demonize the effects of alcohol, the negative effects of alcohol, right? I guess if I was an athlete, they might have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what sports did you play as a
track?
So you play track?
No sports.
But were they talking about like the effects of alcohol on your body and what it sort of does? Because it does have really negative effects, especially for like athletes.
I tuned a lot of that D.A.R.E. shit out, and here's why. Like, they were trying to get you to snitch on your parents.
They were. That's what I'm saying.
So I, like, you know, like, I had one of those moms that was always like, you better not be snitching on us. You better not be snitching. So I would just like tune it out, so I didn't even know what to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
are they trying to get my kid to snitch on me?
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, shit. I got to get ahead of this.
They demonize your parents.
Yeah. And they want you to feel bad, and like, they want you to want to get their parents better. They like, oh, I want my parents to get better, so I have to tell you guys that my dad drinks a six pack.
Well, I mean, I do send my son to school in a Jamaica shirt and slides. Like, he was like, oh, the kids were asking me if, like, I'm like. Like, I think I'm on the beach the other day, Dad. And I was like, no, man, you're good.
No, life's the beach, man.
I really do. Well, because I let him dress himself, and sometimes we get to get, you know, silly outfits come out. But all right, is it crazy that I'm letting my son see a butt?
Oh,
should
right,
I be allowing
butt.
My son to see more nudity? I talked to Butterly about this, and he feels like, you know, at this point, you know.
I think you show him that girl's Instagram. Just
the,
get it
started.
Yeah, see, this is a real body.
Yes.
Dude, like, compare it to your life, right? Because I know you had, like, a wild childhood and shit.
Yeah.
Like, my mom used to bring her friends over to get ready for the weekend, and they'd all, like, be changing and walking around my house naked and shit.
Hell yeah.
So it's like, I mean, I was seeing that growing up. Like, he can see an ass on TV.
I don't think he's really seen much. I don't know if he's ever seen bare breasts. Like, how exciting will that be?
It's going to be awesome.
For, like, the first time he really fucking lays into some titties.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
I think I saw Titanic when I was like 7, 8.
Is those that a big dick?
Those were some big titties.
Titanic.
Yeah, they
did have. Titanic had a great tits. Display of
Cleopatra.
And it's not overly sexual. Well, I mean, they do bang.
But he doesn't
have to
know that.
He fucks her doggy style where she slaps her hand on the window.
Fucking fire. But the painting part is pretty, you know.
In Freddy versus Jason, the first scene, the girl in Jason's dream has big, beautiful tits. I think maybe that's
look
more
at
of an appropriate
Cleopatra style tits.
That's great.
No, she was fucking hot as shit.
That's
what
I think I look like.
I think I look like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
If a listener can put my face on that body.
Yeah, can we get Maddie Smith's face on
Kate Winslet's
body in the not this movie, in the Steve Jobs movie, please?
She has tits out in that movie, too?
No, she's just walking in a suit.
Oh, great. That's how everyone wants to see me.
Please. So
for some reason, I feel like the thong on the butt is more sexual than just a butt. Him seeing a girl in a thong.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty aggressive. The thong was pretty aggressive, but it was also a very sweet ass.
It would be like if she had on a shirt where the tits were cut out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like Lewis when he watched Clockwork Orange as a boy.
Yeah, well,
it highlighted the area you're not supposed to see.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Clockwork Orange was a rough one to watch, but yes, I did get to experience all of that. And I don't remember a time ever when I wasn't watching nude women in movies just on television. From as young as I could be. I mean, I remember at like 7 or 8 years old watching a movie called Body Parts, which was about, I mean, it was a gore movie, and it was them just cutting up like completely full naked women, like full bush tits. And it was just them like hacking their bodies up. That's all. The only thing that I took from it was naked women's bodies. You cocksucker.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Ah, shit. So you're thinking that I shouldn't freak out about body parts?
No.
I'm not going to plan his first seeing of a nude person, but
does he just go to
be
sleepovers?
Cool about it? Like, don't make it a big deal, because I think if you're like, all right, this is a big deal. This is your first, like, the more attention you put on it, the more weird it's going to be.
You're too busy normalizing weed. Come on, man. Well, normalize sick asses, dog.
I fast forward through these movies if there's anything like that or anything overly sexual or really anything. I'm just protective. Because I was so overly exposed to sex as a kid, I want to fucking... I'm a weirdo, dude. I'm a pervert. I don't need fucking my kid to have the same weird...
Dude, this is crazy because like I was overly exposed to sex and sexuality. And I'm the opposite. I'm like prude as fuck.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and I'm hoping that works with my kids.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, but there's probably a bunch of different factors. There is definitely a bunch of different factors. Yeah. But either way, I'm fucking worried. I do have a book in my house called The Big Book of Breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was given to me by a friend as like a housewarming gift or something. And it's, you know, supposed to be like a coffee table book, but I don't leave it out because my kid... Obviously, but I feel like
would
that's
come all over it.
He's gonna find this book in my book cabinet at one point, and this will be this thing that him and you know his best friend like secretly like look at when nobody's around.
Yeah,
and I think, but I'll let him sort of discover that himself. I'm not gonna hide the book. The book's my book. I'm not fucking hiding the book, right?
No way.
But I'm also not gonna.
Yeah, Max hasn't left his room in a week and a half.
He found the book.
Did he bring home in your house?
He found the book.
When I send my kid to your house, the one thing I didn't think he was going to find, a book.
Yeah, I think just let it happen naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. All right, real quick, let's thank you, Kratom.com, for supporting today's show. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, grab your Kratom from YoKratom.com. Wholesale prices, they support everything we do. If you guys are Kratom fucking heads, guess what? Save the money. Get it for the people who support this show.
Guys, absolutely. The price of everything has been going up in 2022, whether it's your rent, your groceries, gasoline. You know what isn't going up? The price of a kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. So there's no reason to go waste your time shopping at bodegas, gas stations, smoke shops. It comes right to your door for just $60 a kilo. Guys, it's the deal of the year.
Yeah, it really is, guys. Go to YoKratom.com. Support them. They support us. All right, where were we? What was the first time you watched a porn? Do you guys remember?
Yes.
Yep.
Maddie.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
It was fucking, you know,
Maddie,
the first
Maddie's
time.
Maddie's getting very sexual today for the fans. I think you're turning them on.
You guys want to see my tits or no? Okay. So I was like digging around and under my parents' bed, there was a cardboard box of VHS tapes.
Wow.
And one night.
How old were you?
I was like 12 or 13. I was a late bloomer.
That's
compared
very
to,
late.
Compared to the guys.
Especially considering, how old are you now?
30.
30, you're young as fuck. So porn had been, the internet was already out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just pretty sheltered.
Yeah.
So, and I'm a girl, so we have different timelines than you guys. So I opened the box and popped one in and.
By the way, that's dangerous territory because you don't know if it might be your parents.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Or.
That would blow my mind.
It's even worse because the exact moment that you pop that tape in, at whatever point in the movie that was, that's when your dad
came and turned it off.
Yeah, so it was mid-penetration. So I turned the TV on and it's just dick and a pussy.
Yeah.
Which is very jarring the first time you see it. It's very...
And this is the first time you didn't even really know. Did you know, though, about the birds and the bees
know.
And how it worked?
Not really.
At 12 or 13? You're a very late
No
boomer.
One ever gave me a talk.
I was already trying to finger.
They didn't do a thing
I never got a talk.
Where they separated the boys and the girls?
Yeah, but they only told us about periods.
Okay, because I feel like we had a day where they took us all into the gym, split it in half. All the boys watched some like horseshit movie on drunk driving, and all the girls got like deodorant.
Yes, we got deodorant and talking about your boobs and stuff. Yeah. Your body's gonna change. But no one ever told me, like, I knew about, like, dick going in. There was always jokes about, like, stick going into a bush, like that. I didn't know it actually goes into your fucking body.
And you were like, whoa.
I was like, whoa. Like,
this is too much.
And it was like a poolside, very old, like, porn. Like, nice. They used to make them.
Yeah.
You know, like, blurred.
Like, 70s
blurry.
Style.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was hot.
Yeah.
And did you get turned on watching it?
I was terrified, but I was also, like, a little bit, you know. You get the tickle.
Wow, the tickle.
You get the tickle. Then they got divorced a few months later, so.
And it was because of you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have watched that movie.
Because I left all the porns out. My mom was like, what the hell is going on here? Actually, I asked my mom about it. I did. There was other reasons. I was a horrifying kid. And then I asked my mom recently. She said, those were dad's porns, not mine.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Of course they were your dad's porns, but I'm sure she watched. You got the tickle once in a while, too.
Yeah, they watch it together.
Of course they do. Yeah. What about you, Sid? Was the first time you ever watched porn?
Yeah, I was living at my grandmom's house, and I went to, I just pressed play on a VCR because, like, an hour before that, I was watching the movie Short Circuit, had to stop watching it, left, came back, and just tried to play it again. And my uncle, we had one TV with a VCR, and he had a porn in there, and it was the same thing.
Really?
And, dude, my uncle was like anti-white, like blackety black type dude.
And
it was all white people.
Hell,
he was jerking off to the devil.
It's always the loudest.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you just talking about black people in general?
Yeah, especially at the movies.
Yeah, Zach, what about you? What was the first time you watched a porn?
The first video, like porn movie I saw, my friend Tony Tajali lent me a porn, and he put it in a Mr. Bean case so I could sneak it home, and it was really ghetto. It was like straight up, like the girls looked drugged.
Oh no.
And it was like very, very black, and I think it affected me.
It was the porn my uncle should have been watching.
Yeah, it was like aggressively
what he
black.
Tells people he watches. Yeah.
I loved black chicks when I was a kid because my only exposure to nudity was rap videos.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just watch The Box at like 7 a.m. before my parents were up and watch like Mystical Shake Your Ass and shit. Or like the Big Pimpin' video. And that was like my introduction to the female body was all black chicks.
The original introduction was like the late night Cinemax. Real Sex on HBO was a very big.
Real Sex, yeah.
Real Sex was like one that, even to the, it's kind of funny because we've come full circle on it, right? To this day, like, the reason why I can get into, like, an OnlyFans or something is because it's real. It's not, it's like, when you know, I know they're making money, but it's they remove the industry from it. And when it's like, there's something that is less hot about watching produced porn versus, like, the Gonzo-style porn, right? Yeah. And then the next level was, but I think Real Sex always sort of, like, when I was a kid, there was only maybe one or two hot chicks in the entire episode. The rest was like, oh, we're at a fat farm, and we're going to see how fat people like to fucking have sex with each other. Yuck, right?
Yeah.
This is called pony play.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was always weird, fucking disgusting people. None of them were hot. And then once in a while, you get like a glimpse of a hot girl's pussy, like just a tiny side angle, and like that was it. And you like pause it on that, you rewind, fast forward. But my first porno that I ever saw, maybe my son's age, and my neighbor.
That's illegal.
My neighbor, they lived up the block from us. There was these two twin girls, and they had a younger sister who was my age, and they were my sister's age, and they invited us over for like a porn viewing. At I guess their dad had a porn, and we all just watched this porn together. My sister was there, these girls were there, I remember. We watched him. The first thing I remember from it was she was using like anal beads in her pussy. Oh. So she put the beads in her pussy and started pulling them out slowly. And I remember I was just very turned on. I was like, this is the hottest thing I've ever seen. I don't even know what a pussy is. I was
and
like,
you were super into magic.
And then they fucked. And then the guy jizzed. And this is the first time I figured out what jizz was. I didn't think I really knew what it was, and I was like, well, I don't know what the fuck that was. He like peed some sort of milk onto her stomach and tits, but that was awesome. I want to pee milk. That seems fun. I want to pee milk everywhere right now. And that's what I think every time I see a woman naked now. It's like, I can't wait to pee milk on her. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you go home and jack off?
Right now? No? After the show? For sure, dude. I'm built up.
When you were nine?
When I was nine, no, I was humping teddy bears at that time, so I was probably, I went home and just had a little teddy bear sesh.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't come. You didn't spit milk.
Didn't pee milk until I was maybe 11 or 12. I remember the first time I peed milk.
Spit milk.
First time I peed milk was fucking. I mean, because I'd watched so much porn at that point, it was like I entered manhood. Because usually it was just dry heaving. You'd come and it'd be like, and it was like, ah.
It's like whistling while you eat crackers.
It's like doing the cinnamon challenge.
Dougie, I'm telling you. And then the first time I jizzed, it shot a load, and I was like, yes. And it was kind of funny. I was like, I was so happy, but I should have even been happier. Like at that moment, I could create life. That's a wild moment.
It's insane.
And I remember the moment exactly, dude. I shot it all over my tum tum. Looking hot. Natalie's getting all hot and bothered now.
Did
Natalie,
you taste it? You just used the word tum tum.
Tum tum, yeah. I was a child.
For
Natalie.
Peeing milk.
I peed milk in my tum tum. I was a child.
That sounds like something a kid goes and says to his parents when he's like scared and like, Mom,
I peed milk on my tum tum.
Dude, one time, I wasn't like a blowjob guy for some reason. This is how fucking straight I was.
This is how you get white chicks to blow you. I don't even like blowjobs.
Dude, I'll show you. Yeah. I miss my dad.
Dude, I was like, you know, I lost my virginity at like 13, so I was like young enough to develop like stupid theories about sex and shit. So I figured the vagina was the only thing that was straight. So if I got a blowjob or if I fucked a girl in the ass, that's like a precursor to being gay.
Because
men have mouths and assholes, right? Wow. So if I ever did get a blowjob, it was like outside, or, you know, like it was like never in my home. But in college, this girl, she sucked my dick and then she spit the milk on my futon.
The milk. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. And it was like, for me, it was like, all right, rule number 12, never get a blowjob in your own room.
Yeah.
So from then on, I would never allow a chick to blow me in my.
Like, I love when I love if a girl squirts, but not in my home.
No.
That's crazy.
I just had this conversation with a comedian. He said he started dating someone and she's squirting.
It's too
much.
And
he won't make her squirt at his house.
It's
too much.
And
she was like, are you not making me squirt at your house because you don't want to clean it up? And he was like, 100%,
dude. It's so wet. And it's mostly piss, right?
I don't know. I never squirted.
It's not that it's wet. It's that it's like viscous.
Yeah.
Is there like a slime to it?
Yeah.
Then call me Sid Viscous. I'm going to eat that. I'm
sorry. No, I like it, dude. I like if a girl squirts. I it's not like I've had that many girls squirt, but I had a
decent. You just got to put some newspaper down.
You've had more than one?
Yeah, I've had some squirters in my day, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. First time I was with a squirter, it was fucking, I had no idea what was happening.
Did it?
I just thought she was pissing. I thought she was just decided she was going to piss in my mouth as I ate her out. And I was like, what a freak. She just decided that she was like, you know what? This is a good time.
Yeah. She's like, I love R. Kelly.
Because it came that like fast.
Yeah.
Mm.
When you squirt, is it also orgasm or is it just squirting?
I think they're just pissing. I think they're just pissing directly in your face. And so it's like when they come, essentially they let their bladder fill, right? And then when they come, they start to piss while they come, I think.
Wait, so you created all of your squirting situations orally?
No.
Okay. How else do you make them
finger,
squirt?
Dick, mouth? It just depends on who it is and how much you drank that morning.
So they need a genetic abnormality to do it?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's like one out of like every 50
That's
girls.
It's got to be a mutation of some kind. That's not right.
No, I don't think.
Natalie, you're a lesbian.
But we as men get
so few. I think
it's
from when we're the same like gender, and then you guys split off into dudes, and then we split off into chicks, and we hold some of that ability to
piss standing up.
Yeah. Riaz in the racist live chat. Riaz in the racist live chat says, "Squirters aren't rare." LOL. Okay, Mr. Big Cock in the racist live chat.
Okay, Ryan.
Riaz.
Okay,
he's
Riaz.
Fucking out there making them all squirt.
Call me.
It's just that we as men have so few times where a trick comes and you have proof.
Doggy, let me tell you something. It is rare. It is rare that women are willing to piss the bed while they have sex. I don't know what you're talking about. How many squirters have you been with, Zach?
4 or 5.
Like a handful, right?
Shit.
Yeah. Bobby Hutch, how many squirters have you been with in your life?
Two.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is a minimal amount. How many have you been with, Sid the Kid?
Zero.
Zilch.
I mean, well, listen, I have produced zero squirting situations in my lifetime. Like, I've never experienced a chick squirting. I've seen some pretty wet vaginas.
That's cool.
Not to brag, but
yeah,
some slippery slopes I've seen, but never.
They were Asian.
They were Asian. No. You beat me to it. I knew we were gonna get there.
You're biracial chicks.
Why is my sister texting me?
Oh. I'm squirting.
The number is actually higher.
Yeah. No. I'm a little. I always knew I was disappointing women throughout my lifetime sexually, but the fact that I produced no squirts is kind of sad.
You've never had to, like, sleep in the wet spot?
Yeah, but that was from my cum.
Oh, that's gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is happening right now? Why is everyone... This is your signed agreement, yes.
Yeah.
I had one chick squirt while she was on top of me, reverse cowgirl, and it hit the wall next to us. It went in, like, a weird diagonal, and then went on my bed, and I just remember it pooled up at the bottom of the bed, and then my socks were wet.
Holy shit. God. I hate wet socks. Least favorite feeling in the world is one wet sock. My second least favorite feeling in the world, two wet socks. If I would get one sock wet, I would have to wet the second sock.
You have to. You can't have a mismatch. Your yin and yang is off.
I hate it.
I hate that.
I'm thinking about it, dude. Like, you step in a puddle, and you're like, dude, my socks just wet for the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad that's what you took away from that, because Zach also had to repaint a fucking wall.
Yeah.
No, he left it there. He still sniffs it every night.
That was my old dorm on 9th Street that was above where the McDonald's is on St. Mark's.
Oh, yeah.
So my room always smelled like McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And then for a week, my room smelled like dank vagina at McDonald's. It was the perfect, it was the happiest place on earth.
I think you should make that into a candle.
Let's see. First monkeypox patient to go public is a gay HR manager from London who was deported from Dubai just weeks ago for testing positive for HIV. James, who wished to keep his surname anonymous. His name is James, Bobby. You couldn't just change the name.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody trying to take the attention off his HIV.
Admitted he is not following self-isolation rules because I was told to stay home until UK HSA contacted me, and they never did.
So how long has he been home?
I don't even know what's going on. What is this story, Bobby? This guy has monkeypox. This is him now.
Yes, this is him.
And
he's
the
first one to...
Why would he let people take a picture of him if he doesn't want his last name used? James M.
Monkeypox.
James Monkeypox.
James Monkeypox.
So he's just not complying with the self-isolation rules, even though he's been told to stay home. He's saying that they've never contacted him, never gotten in touch with him, and they're not tracking the people that he's been in contact with either.
So people are catching, we're finding out that monkeypox is a gay disease. That's what they're saying from this article.
The numbers I saw were strikingly gay. They said it was like two women have gotten it.
And it's all gay dudes.
It's dude on dude contact.
Dude on dude contact.
So I don't think he needs to quarantine. He just needs to not
be gay?
Fuck.
AIDS, I would never smile that wide. You'd never catch me. You'd never
White teeth.
Yeah. Well, he just found out that he had AIDS.
Not right before this picture.
He was deported. He was deported from Dubai
for testing positive for HIV,
which is hell yeah, Dubai.
Bai is in their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, bai.
There's other pictures of him here.
He fucked that dog.
They deported him from Dubai and then later found out that he had monkeypox, and then telling him not to touch anything, doors, nothing. Don't even rub against the wall or anything.
Let's see.
Gay guys love rubbing against walls.
After claiming he's not been contacted despite testing a fortnight ago. What is a fortnight? Stop with your British fucking terms for things. What is a 40 days? Is that 40 days?
2 weeks.
Oh, I thought it was about
Fortnite is 2 weeks? Shut up, Batty. I get it. You travel.
I thought you read Harry Potter.
Okay. Theo Vaughn takes you to England.
I traveled to Montgomery, Alabama. I don't think they know what a Fortnite is.
Go to hell. I'm sick of you. HR manager suffered really weird aches in his lower back, I bet. Exhaustion, extreme thirst, and bladder pain. He thinks he caught the virus from one of 10 sexual partners in the weeks before his symptoms started. Jesus, okay. He's a whore. Jesus. They tried and failed to get in touch with James. So he's out there fucking.
Yeah.
That's why he's smiling like that.
Yeah, he's out there monkeying around.
Yeah. This is God. This proves there are God. There is a God. And he does not like gay activity. So let's see. He became convinced that he had sexually transmitted infections after sleeping with around 10 new partners in the weeks before his symptoms started. I'm a gay man, and having just come back to the UK, I was having a good time. Hey. All right.
All right.
All right. I like me a big dick. He just returned from Dubai, where being gay is illegal.
Hell yeah.
After 4 years of following a shock HIV diagnosis in February.
God is real and Dubai is heaven.
He lost his job and his home after contacting his local STI clinic in West London. James, who was sent for tests. So he just found out he has AIDS, and then he had 10 sexual partners afterwards. This guy is a demon.
He has HIV.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
That's curable, I think.
It's livable.
It's curable now? No.
I think
it's like manageable.
Didn't they?
You can take medicine where it's like.
It's undetectable and you can't.
Yeah, recently.
And you can fuck.
Magic Johnson was undetectable. That's cured. Undetectable?
I still wouldn't fuck a girl who was undetected. She was like, listen, I'm HIV positive, just so you know. I'm on a medication that makes it undetectable. I'm like, get your dirty AIDS pussy the fuck away from me right now.
Who's your limit?
But blow me first.
Right now.
Yeah, who's your limit? Like, who would you, like, would Take you fuck AIDS Angelina for? Jolie with an undetectable
You're
pussy?
So old.
she's your
she
age.
One tit, or maybe even no tits, she right? She had off, them both cut off, dude.
She Joan of Arc that shit.
Angelina Jolie is where you go. I mean, dude, younger. What are you talking about? You think I'm going with that?
Okay,
bitch?
Selma Hayek.
She's still hot, but these are old. These are old bitches. These are they're out of their.
All right. So who would you?
Ariana fuck? Grande.
It's pretty quick.
Ariana Grande's.
Would you take Ariana Grande's?
Kim, I don't know why I can't stop sniffling.
What would I take Ariana Grande's? If Ariana Grande had AIDS, would I have sex with her unprotected and risk getting AIDS? No. No. She's pretty hot. She's up there.
Megan Fox.
Not even that hot.
Amber Heard.
At this point, I don't even know who fucking like hot women are. Who are hot women anymore? None of them are that hot.
Yeah, there's too many.
You know what? Maybe it's
just not worth getting AIDS.
Yeah, there's not. It's like when I was like a fat teenager, I would be like, dude, Halle Berry, I'll take AIDS for all day long. Like, you know, but
yeah.
I can get laid. I'm not really worried about it so much.
She's pussy at the end of the day. Sick.
And you're also probably not going to get AIDS, right? So there's like a 1 in 500 chance that if you have sex with a woman who has AIDS, just regular old sex, that she could even get AIDS. I found that out through Penn & Teller's bullshit.
Right. Yeah, you have to have a weak immune system to get AIDS. Yeah, like, you were probably going to die anyway.
Yeah, you're not catching AIDS from having sex with a woman anyway. So it's almost like you're saying, like, would you have sex with Ariana Grande and likely not get AIDS? You probably still wouldn't get it. Like, oh, it would be tempting.
Right.
It would still be tempting. Depending on, look, is it first thing in the morning? Had I jerked off that day? You're asking me now that I'm pretty late in the morning. I've jerked off twice today. I'm good.
Yeah. See, I'm asking those questions from a perspective of a man who doesn't jerk off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're ready. You're just ready to pop.
I'm a no-fapper.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a political choice? A
political choice?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I don't know.
Do you guys have sex enough to keep up with that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, technically, no, but yes.
Let's go to this zoo attack. This was an interesting one. Wild orangutan grabbing a man at an enclosure. Have you seen this one, Zach?
No, I haven't.
Oh, shit.
Give up the shirt, dude. Give up the shirt.
He doesn't know how.
I don't think he can just give it up, dude. Now he's got his leg, fuck. Dude. Single leg.
He could have slipped out if he would have.
Dude, I bet that thing. Get it away from my balls. Dude, get it away from my balls.
You gotta get away from my dick and balls.
Kill him.
They literally, if they came over with a gun and put it point blank between his eyes.
Dude, it's like holding the bottom of the cage to push while
God.
It's pulling. Look at that. Look at all those hands.
That's all what I can think is, dude, it had a foot on his leg and two hands.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty
cool. That was a triple leg.
Is there any more to that story, Bob? That's fucking wild.
You can bring this up. Yeah, so the orangutan was being aggressive.
Was it?
I'm just reading the article.
The one guy learned just how strong great apes really are. He's very close to the cage, blah, 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 blah. The tug of war between the man and his friends. Let's see.
Go Did ahead. Anyone else get confused for a second when they saw the third hand on it?
Is this the guy?
Yeah, this is the guy.
Oh, it's a white guy. I thought it was an Asian guy for some reason.
Yeah, this is
was this?
Justin Bieber in 2012.
Oh, no, wait, this is famous people with primates.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, that's Justin Bieber. I'm sorry.
She's really...
I'm so smart.
Yeah, oh, that's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, I always... I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I mean, listen, that's a great reason that people should have at least some jiu-jitsu training. He would have at least been able to slip out of that fucking shirt.
Yeah, turn away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
insane. He could have gotten through that. Look, not for nothing. I mean, look, this is a strong ape, but...
Yeah.
He could have gotten that leg out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, no jiu-jitsu training in the world is going to help you. If that ape is not in that cage...
Yeah, this is gonna fuck you up.
How much? You're purple belt.
Surprise to
him. No, I'm not yet.
You're blue belt.
Blue belt, okay. But high level.
High level blue belt. Okay. Very high level blue belt. Do you think that you could, if that ape got a hold of you, that you could do enough defensive jiu-jitsu to where you could hold him off until you got help?
I mean, I'd probably just suck its dick. Just like me, like maneuver my way down to it.
Or do like, forget us. Obviously not
no, you. God,
what
no.
What about a black belt? Like a high-level black belt? Like an athletic black, like Damian Maya. Do you think Damian Maya could out-grapple that orangutan?
I mean, no. I think he'd be able to get to the dick faster.
Because, I mean, the technique.
You want to get to the dick.
You got to. I mean, at that point, if something like that with that. Listen, if I grab most men. They'll be thinking, "Fuck! What do I have to do to get him off me?" Like dude, I'm strong as fuck. Like it's unsettling how strong I am, and I grapple with people.
All right, she'll suck your dick. You calm down. You being no, eye contact with her.
I was gonna do it
it's
like an hour ago.
Unsettling
but no,
how strong I am,
dude. It really is. And then I'll grapple with some people that are just like out of this world strong. And it's crazy to me to know that like the average person would get. Like lose their shit if I grab them,
yeah.
And don't even know that those people that make me lose my shit exist.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? And a fucking great ape is like five times that.
How strong is an orangutan compared to a human being?
An orangutan can lift 500 pounds.
Really?
Yes.
There's certain humans that can lift 500 pounds, right?
Not with one hand.
Yeah.
Like that's.
What I'm trying to think is, could Damian Maya out-grapple an orangutan? It's an interesting question. I know people are probably like, you're an idiot, Lewis. I'm kind of thinking about this because, I mean, yes, the ape is way stronger, but the ape has no technique.
That is fair.
No technique at all.
Because of that, I think it makes him better. He just grabs anything.
I mean, he literally could just tear your eyeballs out, but yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Well, I don't know with orangutans, but when they say chimps, when chimps attack, they have a level of what they do to you. So they go, I think, eyes, they break your jaw, they break your fingers, and they rip your genitals off. And it's so that you can't bite them,
mm-hmm.
you can't grab them, and then they're
and then
afraid
just
you're going to...
The last one is just hilarious.
No, they're afraid you're going to rape them.
They want
Got
them.
That's just
they
a victory
everyone,
lap.
They want everyone to laugh at you. Take a picture, take a picture.
They're afraid they're going to...
So you can't bite them, you can't grab them, and because they're hilarious.
Yeah.
They're afraid you're going to rape them. So I know they break your jaw... And then I think they go genitals, and then they go fingers.
Do they then rape you?
Probably. They can.
Yeah.
Because when you see chimp attack victims, usually they're missing fingers.
They're like Comanches.
Yeah. They'll fight
chimp.
Yeah,
I think what's stronger, a chimp or an orangutan?
An orangutan.
Really?
Yeah.
I think chimps are fucking chimps.
Chimps are strong.
Dude,
when
we met those giant like full size chimps in Myrtle Beach, dude, it was fucking. They were trained. First of all, I got to say, the movies, the new Planet of the Apes movies did a fucking great job.
Yeah.
Because I'd never really been around full-size chimps like that. Never like really like, you know, I never really, in the zoo, I don't really remember seeing full-size chimps like that, right? And then these two chimps that came down, and they were like trained really, really well. And they came down from the ceiling, and it was like, and they were like looking at you, and they were going.
Yeah.
And they were like making eye contact and they were like kind of being kind of funny about it. But you're like, dude, like, I don't think they like us. Like, I got this vibe. I was like, I don't think these chimps like us. They don't like being on, like, display. Yeah. It seemed kind of degrading to them. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, doing shit for, like, fucking, like, gushers and shit. Like, it was, like, it was just, yeah. And they were making them do, like, little fucking tricks. And, like, once in a while, they just, like, smack the table real hard. But the whole trick was to scare everyone in the crowd for a second. And, like, we were like, whoa. But it was like they had something about them, this like darkness behind their eyes, yeah, that I was like, they are going to take over. Like, maybe because I also love those movies and I was just seeing that in them. Like, I was seeing behind the eyes. I was like, dude, they want to fucking revolt. They're going to fucking take over.
I lost everything you said after you said they gave them gushers.
So according to Google,
sex in the cage competing for gushers too.
They're out of hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
So according to Google, a chimpanzee can lift over 1,200 pounds.
1,200 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, it's...
And then after a certain age, you got to get rid of them, right? When people have pet chimps, after a certain age, they get like dementia. And you got to get rid of them because even if they loved you their whole life, once they hit a certain age, they're going
to
kill you.
Well, no, they have to. They
it's like
so once they
Lewis.
Once they reach a certain, no, it's not dementia.
Once to the 8 month mark, you might die.
They get aggressive.
Well, yeah, because they reach their hierarchy, okay, like where they have to start living in a violent hierarchy.
Thank you.
So they just start fucking shit up. They're like, I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that one guy that got attacked was because he brought his or a lady because they brought it a birthday cake and it had been their chimp for years. And they brought out a birthday cake, and it just went, bah!
I didn't say we party. We party when I say we party. Yeah. They say a gorilla can bench press 4,000 pounds.
A gorilla can?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the gorilla's not happening.
Yeah.
What's the weakest monkey? I could beat, like...
Spider monkey.
I could beat
Kevin Hart.
I can beat a capuchin.
That was just amazing.
In jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, for sure.
A little capuchin monkey, I'll fucking snap its arms, dude.
Spider monkey?
Yeah. Any of those little shit monkeys, they're done.
The monkey in Aladdin.
That's a capuchin.
Oh. Yeah.
Yo, what color were the apes' faces that you saw? Were they like the dark ones or the light skinned ones? I'm trying to figure out if they were like bonobos.
Were you talking about apes?
Yeah, the apes that he saw.
They were I don't remember.
The ones in the
If you go to Doc Antle's Instagram page where for the Myrtle Beach Zoo, they'll show you the apes. I'll show you the ones that walked around.
Yeah.
But yeah, pull up Myrtle Beach Zoo on Instagram.
They weren't the ones you met that had like the leopard diapers on, right?
No, those are little cute baby ones. Okay. And those, I think, can tear your dick and face off.
Yeah, I think those look like they could really fuck you up if they wanted.
Yeah, but they were fucking cute, dude. They were adorable. They were like wearing diapers. They crawled on you. They looked at you. They had hands. You look, oh, you little fucking monkey. You're adorable. Those little guys. But you got to get the full-size ones. No. You got to get like keep going down and try to find like the full-size fucking. Yeah, the ones that are driving the car. Go up. Those cocksuckers.
Oh, those are bonobos.
Dude, those guys, dude, look at their faces. Oh, they're like, oh, you think this is fucking funny?
Yeah. It's like that movie City of God.
this is so fucking...
Wow.
They see me rolling.
Abusive
to these animals.
Dude, a bonobo will fuck you. They do all day long is fucking penis fence. Like, they like fight with their dicks against each other.
Those guys were fucking... What a crazy life. I would love to have the life of Doc Antle. And it's like, dude, they have all these amazing fucking animals and they just play with them all day long and fucking launder money. And, I mean, it's a fucking beautiful life, dude.
It's a dream.
It really is, dude. All right, we got to wrap this one. It's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
This has been awesome.
Yeah, this has been one of the... Are you still high, Maddie? You still feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You killed it.
Very funny. Like Zach's hat.
Very funny. She loves Zach's hat. She wants to go to Arby's now.
Sorry. Give me some roast beef.
All right. Look, we're going to fucking... that's what she said a couple weeks ago in Austin. Hell yeah. Lewis J. Gomez with the jokes right up until the end.
Nice. Minute 75.
Thank you guys for watching today's show. We will be back on Friday with a pre-taped episode. Who do we have on Friday?
The Sean's.
Ah, Sean Donnelly, Sean Ooh. Patton. A lot of fun. Great show. And then, please come out to California. All the shows, San Diego, Ontario, California, and Los Angeles, if you guys are in the area, all this weekend. LewisofSkanks.com. I'll check you next time. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.